This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. One of the nation's largest law firms is being sued. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission accuses the Chicago-based firm Sidley Austin Brown & Wood of age discrimination. It's accused of demoting and pushing out older partners in violation of federal law. As NPR's David Shaper reports, this case could have a far-reaching effect.
In October of 1999, 18 years after he was hired to be a founding partner of the New York office of the powerhouse law firm Sidley & Austin, David Allen Richards was summoned to a meeting with two members of the firm's management committee. In that meeting, Richards says he was told he was being demoted.
I was 54, and they made it clear it was because I was a senior-ish lawyer.
He was given a choice: stay at Sidley as senior counsel, doing the same amount of work for the same clients but for less money, or leave. And Richard says he later found out he wasn't alone. About 30 other partners were being demoted too.
It ended up being the five oldest real estate lawyers, the two oldest corporate lawyers, the oldest and I think second oldest litigation lawyers.
In addition, Sidley lowered its mandatory retirement age from 65 to a sliding range of 60 to 65. At the time, the chairman of the firm's executive and management committees were quoted in newspapers and law journals saying the new structure would create greater opportunities for the firm's younger lawyers down the road.
Just sort of the most in-your-face admissions of age discrimination that we've seen.
John Hendrickson is regional attorney for the Chicago office of the EEOC.
Turns out that they thought that they didn't need to comply with the law, that for some reason they were exempt.
The law firm argued it should be exempt from the Federal Age Discrimination in Employment Act because the demoted attorneys were equity partners, or essentially owners, and not employees, and that the law doesn't protect owners. The EEOC's Hendrickson says that may be true in most other law firms where partners vote on policies like a retirement age and on most other management decisions, but he says the agency's investigation found all but a few of Sidley's partners had no say in any decisions whatsoever.
People at the very top of the firm and a very few people at the top of the firm made all of the decisions about everything, including about kicking these guys out.
The 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals agreed Sidley's partners may be considered employees in a 2002 ruling ordering the firm to comply with EEOC subpoenas. Judge Richard Posner noted there had been just one firm-wide partnership vote in the previous quarter century. It was on Sidley and Austin's merger with the New York firm Brown & Wood in 2001, after the EEOC began its investigation. While this hyper-centralization of power may be rare, many law firms and other professional service partnerships, like accounting firms and medical practices, will still be watching this case closely. As firms merge and grow larger, they are consolidating more management decision-making power into the hands of a few. And a cultural shift over the last decade or so is placing greater emphasis on boosting profits per partner, especially in the mega firms, many of which have mandatory retirement ages. As a result, Chicago Kent College of Law professor Howard Eglett says firms favor young go-getters and rainmakers, making more experienced, gray-haired lawyers vulnerable.
The money they are generating by way of billing isn't as favorable in terms of a ratio as the money they're being paid, and so they're likely the first ones to go.
Sidley, Austin, Brown & Wood did not return phone calls seeking comment, though the company did issue a statement at the time the lawsuit was filed, saying the firm has always been committed to a policy of equal opportunity and non-discrimination, and that the firm will vigorously defend against the EEOC action, which it contends has no merit. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.